Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Kevin Kinney about the latest from the Iowa legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. The legislative session continues, and there's lots and lots going on up there that I'm sure you're dealing with right now. So first of all, I just wanted to ask, what are some of the bills that you personally are working on or looking at right now?
One of the bills is allowing law enforcement and mental health providers to be able to communicate. We're not asking any more than what HIPAA allows, the federal standard. There is a loophole that won't allow some of the mental health providers to allow law enforcement to learn if someone is having serious mental issues where they might be a harm to themselves or others. So we're just trying to get that straightened out. So that's something I've been working on with Representative Klein. We've both introduced legislation to try to get that fixed, and that is moving along. Some other things that I'm working on, it's mostly judiciary issues. Strengthening the stalking law by adding electronic devices, GPS systems, and so forth, where someone isn't able to stalk someone by using those means. So that's what I've been working on this week that are my bills. Another interesting bill this week, I guess, that I have been working on is the industrial hemp bill, trying to allow industrial hemp to be grown here in Iowa again, as it was during World War II for rope. Right now there's a demand. 30 states have now allowed farmers to grow hemp, and there is a market for this. Anything from rope to fabric for clothing to makeup and also feed for cattle. So it's something that we've been working on for the last year. I've been working on that with Senator Mapuchian.
Okay. Just getting back to some of the things that you mentioned, the mental health and law enforcement communication. So that's a bipartisan bill that you've worked on with Representative Klein?
Yes, that's coming from the Washington County Sheriff's Office and the Washington County Attorney's Office brought this to our attention, and we're trying to get this legislation straightened out so law enforcement can work with mental health providers.
Okay, why do you feel like that's important?
Well, if law enforcement is going into a situation where the mental health provider may ask them to go check on someone but not really give them a lot of background about what may be going on with this person, it's not only for the protection of law enforcement, also for the patient, letting law enforcement know that, you know, they are having or may be depressed or whatever the situation may be, just trying to protect both sides, law enforcement and patients.
All right. It's always nice to hear that both sides of the aisle can work together sometimes.
Yeah, it actually happens much more than what you would think.
Another thing you mentioned was the stalking bill. So what more can you tell me about that?
Well, basically, that's going to be an update. Because of some of the technology advances, there are ways that you can track people. And we're trying to keep these people safe. We're trying to make sure that no one is tracking them, and we find out that they are following them by using an electronic device, they would be held accountable for this also. Domestic situations where a husband or a boyfriend or whoever it may be, or it could be a wife, would place some type of a monitoring device on someone's vehicle or upon their persons and so forth.
Okay, so what would the legislation do?
It just include this, because that electronic monitoring and so forth is not included in that. It has to be more so in person now.
Then, as far as the industrial hemp bill, where is that legislation at right now?
Well, it came out of the Agriculture Committee, and it has now gone to Ways and Means and had its first subcommittee meeting in Ways and Means yesterday. And at that time, they've put a group that's from the Heartland Hemp Company to the IDALS, Iowa Department of Agriculture, and other groups together, just trying to come up with the rules that we could follow in Iowa. So what they're doing is modeling our legislation like to the other states, just so that it would be compatible and so forth. And we have to make sure we're following federal regulations also.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kevin Kinney. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.